This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The velocity of war in Ukraine has increased on both sides. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has the latest.
Russia's military has pounded residential areas across Ukraine, claiming gains as Ukrainian forces press a counter-offensive to try to take back an occupied southern region, striking the last working bridge over a river in the Russian-occupied Kherson region. Ukrainian authorities say a Russian rocket attack on the city of Kramatorsk killed three people and wounded over 12 others on Friday. Russian troops and rebels are seeking to seize Ukrainian areas north and west of the city of Donetsk to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic, but the Ukrainian military says its forces have prevented an overnight advance. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his Saturday night video address that Ukrainian forces will target Russian troops who shoot at or from the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. Russian troops have control of the plant, but Ukrainian workers are operating it. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of repeatedly firing rockets at the facility, which could cause a nuclear accident. The two sides continue to accuse each other of firing weapons near the plant, which Russia captured in March, shortly after it invaded Ukraine. The plant's operator reported the facility was at risk of violating radiation and fire standards after a surge in rocket fire in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant over the past week. Sri Lanka said Saturday it has agreed that the Chinese survey vessel Yuan Wang 5 can dock at its southernmost point aboard the Chinese-run Hambantota on August 16th. This is VOA News. The men charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie on Friday has pleaded not guilty at his arraignment on Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
24-year-old Hadi Matar is charged with attempted murder and assault. He was denied bail by the judge in a Western New York court. The prosecutor calling the New Jersey man's Friday attack, caught on video by Stephen Davies, targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The author's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as an insult to the Prophet Muhammad by many Muslims. The book was banned in Iran in 1989, its leader calling for a fatwa. The killing of Rushdie. I'm Julie Walker.
Rushdie, of course, survived that attack. He's been in the hospital, and the latest report is that he's on a ventilator. He may lose an eye, and that's according to Rushdie's agent. Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention said Friday that several of the denomination's major entities are under investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice in the wake of its multiple problems related to clergy sex abuse. Lawyers for the SBC's executive committee say the committee has received a subpoena, but no individuals have been subpoenaed at this point. A statement from SBC leaders, including executive committee members, seminary presidents, and heads of mission organizations, gave few details about the investigation, but indicated it dealt with widespread sexual abuse problems. There was no immediate comment from the U.S. Justice Department about the investigation. U.S. diplomatic workers in Tijuana, Mexico, have been told to shelter in place because of gang violence in the border cities of Tijuana, Mexicali, Rosarito, and Ensenada, and the violence includes road blockades and vehicles being set ablaze. Officials blame the attacks on disputes between drug cartel members. Around midnight Friday, the U.S. consulate in Tijuana instructed its employees to shelter in place until further notice. It was the third time this week Mexican cities have seen widespread arson and shootings by cartels. 10 vehicles were set ablaze in Tijuana, and the mayor issued an appeal to drug gangs to settle their scores among themselves without involving families or other citizens. One person was killed early Saturday at a music festival in Calera, Spain, when high winds caused a stage to collapse. Among the dozens injured at the Medusa Festival, three suffered serious trauma, according to emergency officials. Performances at the multi-day event have been suspended. And once again, the velocity of war in Ukraine has increased on both sides. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.